Okay, so I would like to apologize because last week I didn't drop a podcast because I had not enough content to drop an episode. I couldn't do another solo episode and it was, real hard. Getting started was tough, man. So basically what I got today is a clip from like 2 weeks ago that's about 30 minutes, and another one that I did today with the same person. For what, like 12 minutes? So this is definitely gonna be a short episode. I started school this week, so it's been real hard trying to, do work and the podcast and go to school and, keep up with all my work. So I apologize for the lack of episode last week. I was supposed to have a guest, but that got canceled. Fuck Megan. Fuck Megan for that. So yeah, please enjoy this episode. Leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts if you can. Follow on Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasts. I'm there. Yeah, thank you. Remember that you could, if you got it like that, or if you want to, you could support the podcast financially, help me get better equipment, better setup, and shit like that. By clicking the link in the description, bring you to Anchor, and then, from there, prompts you what to do. You got it. So, again, thank you and enjoy. So, I just want to make sure everything sounds all right. There is definitely going to be background noise because, somebody's fucking cutting their grass right now. And we're outside. And people keep, like, driving by and then, like, pulling in. I feel like they see me here.
Did we start? Is this really? Are we running?
I
Are we
mean,
live? Okay.
Technically,
hey,
yeah.
I just
So,
stopped you. Just, okay. All right.
No, so people keep like pulling in and then like coming around, and I feel like they see me here with all this stuff, and they're like, oh, I don't want to mess with that guy. And then they go. But that stupid fucking ass Civic
Yeah.
was like, you know what I mean? Like peeking his, like
Yikes.
stretching his neck out at me.
Stretching his neck
Yeah,
out. I love that.
that's what they do.
Flex him.
Yeah, and but then him and his friend had got out and went that way. I don't care that much because I'm drinking right now, so I'm chilling. I'm chilling.
Like, oh, that's Smirnoff. Got it, Liddy.
Yeah, so let me actually. Having the keyboard on was a bad idea because I could have the mic closer and not on the keyboard. So, basically, what I'm doing right now. Jesus.
Yeah, I don't think we're gonna do it. We're
So.
Can we talk about how we're brothers?
We are brothers.
We are brothers.
What are you doing? You want that one? Why did.
Because that one's not open yet. It doesn't really matter. I just don't even worry about it.
Alright, dude. Alright, brother.
Brother.
Alright,
is this
testing.
gonna be called brothers? Are we doing
We're probably gonna call it
We're probably
brothers.
gonna call
Because
it
that's like the only only
thing we're
name.
gonna talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being brothers.
Okay, so right now my volumes look alright. So talk in a comfortable position. Alright, so here's an exercise I like to do.
I don't like your face doing that. Okay.
All right, so we're gonna count. Yep. So we're gonna count together.
Yikes.
So, for example, I would say one, you would say two,
Okay.
I say
Do
three.
we hold hands while we do it?
Brothers don't do that
Okay.
much.
I just want to make sure. I mean, you can in the brotherly way. Okay. Good.
All right, one,
Two.
three,
Four.
five,
Six.
seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
Where are you from?
Down south.
All right, so basically it looks pretty good. As
Woo!
long as we are in, that position that, we just counted in, we should be all right because the levels seem to be matching somewhat. Yep. That's good. Do you drink? You don't?
I don't really enjoy it.
So this isn't like triggering you or
No, I
anything?
got like in the car if you want.
Oh, so this isn't triggering.
No, not so like a recovering alcoholic, no. Yeah, no, you're sweet.
So if I, like, shotgun this, you're not going to be like, oh my goodness? You know, you're not
going to, I'll be, like, counting for you. I'll do the 1, 2, 3 all on my own.
So you're going to take over the podcast then?
If you need me to while you're doing it, I mean, I can handle a few seconds, but yeah. How long is a shotgun?
I don't know. I've never shotgunned
it. Do it.
I don't know how.
All right.
I think it's too late because
yeah, you already opened the top.
I already opened the top.
Do you have another one?
I have a Modelo in the car.
Like a glass Modelo?
Yeah,
yeah, you can't shotgun that.
All right, rough. So what if I, like, smashed it over my head and then just drank out the bottom? Is that shotgunning or is that just illegal?
That's what you do to shank someone.
Prison rules.
Prison rules. Dude, speaking of soap.
What do you mean, speaking of soap? I didn't say anything about soap. What about soap?
It's a beautiful day.
Cicadas. Is that what that sound is?
Yes, sir.
Oh, have you seen, like, the TikToks of people, like, smacking the shit out of them?
No.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten one?
No. Not interested. Have you?
No.
Are you interested?
Yeah.
Is it like a southern thing? It sounds like a southern
thing. It's definitely a southern thing. Like thrown in a vat of something like greasy.
Yeah, because I've noticed. I've noticed a lot of like southern shit. They eat anything.
Yeah.
Like squirrels. You can eat squirrels, but like nobody eats squirrels up here.
Yeah, you do. My brother eats squirrels. Brother.
Like relig.
Like my actual brother, my blood brother.
Yeah.
Not saying we're not. Oh, wow.
That one was. That was better than mine. Mine was like light. It was like diet burp, you know what I mean? So, I ate a squirrel once.
Tell me more.
Well, so, most people know I'm half Puerto Rican, half white.
Mm-hmm.
So, I tried to get in touch with my white roots.
Yep.
Bad move.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep. So, there you go. I tried to get in touch with them. So basically, I was researching eating squirrels because I knew that was a thing. And so I looked up rabies because, of course, you know, I'm scared of that.
Yikes.
Rabies is not as common as people think, and it's not just like every wild animal doesn't have rabies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I researched all that.
You're telling me things white people already know, but I'll listen.
So you know about rabies? It's like in the brain, kind of, and like in the blood. Yep. But like, all right.
You gotta get shots in the stomach.
Yeah, and so basically you can tell if something has rabies if you know, like, the
symptoms?
The symptoms of rabies. Yeah. So.
Brother.
So at the time, I lived at my stepdad's house not in the woods. It was on a main road, but a woodsy main road, you know?
Okay.
So I would trust eating one of those squirrels more than I would trust, like, a city squirrel. You know what I mean? Like
I don't think you catch a city squirrel. I think they're really smart.
Nah, because they, like, go so close to people. Like, one would probably come up to me if I was holding a potato chip. And I could just grab it by its neck.
Have you ever killed anything?
I'll get to that in a second.
Okay. Go ahead. Squirrels. Rabies. Got it.
Yeah, so I did all that research. I asked my friend. He's white, of course. And he said, I didn't even have to convince him. He just said, yeah, I'm down. And so basically, we talked about it for a while. One morning, I woke up. It was about, I don't know, 9 in the morning.
Yep.
I did my daily walk onto the porch, and I just stood there and stared into the distance, as, you know, normal people do in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Stretched. And then I saw a squirrel. So I had narrowed my eyes, and I gave the squirrel the look. I went...
I love how you can't see a look on a podcast, but you did it to me. Okay, good. I love that.
So then he looked up, and
that
I was like,
terrifying.
Yeah, I was like, wait there. So I went in the house. I grabbed a .22 rifle. I loaded it up and then looked at the squirrel once more. He was eating.
Yep. Same spot. Didn't even move. Stayed, like you said.
He's somewhat obedient. He stayed within, like, a 5-foot, like, radius.
Yep.
So then... Yeah, dude, first shot, headshot, got him.
Yikes!
And then immediately...
Do you even know how to skin a squirrel, or you just started eating it like Schmeagle? Like, how did you do this? I need to... Sorry, I gotta know.
So, I called my friend, I still had crust in my eyes. Still eye boogers.
Oh, from them.
Still eye boogers, dude. I didn't even wipe them out. I called my friend. I said, dude, he had just woke up too. I was like, I got a squirrel. I need you to get over here. He's like, all right, I'll be there in 15. I was like, all right, bet. So on his way to my house, another squirrel. So this time I used a pellet rifle. Bad choice.
Yikes, why? It's splattered.
I feel like if people love animals in this, any animal, they might get triggered by this. So just a little trigger warning. There's a lot of blood involved.
I'm ready.
So I took the rifle. I shot him in the eye. Mm-hmm. Right? The second squirrel. Thing is, though, as soon as I shot it, it grew like mad power in its back legs and jumped really high in the air.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
No, go ahead. I'm listening. It grew like mad power in its back legs and it jumped really high in the air, but its front legs didn't work.
Yikes.
Yeah, so I think I like paralyzed it.
Ooh, snap, crackle, pop.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Rice Krispies.
And then I, that was his squirrel. I wasn't going to take the squirrel that didn't fully die.
Yep. So so he's still alive?
It's still alive.
Yikes, so what do you do?
Yeah, bro, it's...
Oh, no, stop.
Yeah, so he got there, and the squirrel was, like, somewhat alive. And then I had a BB gun, like a little pistol one.
Yep.
I said, this is your squirrel, dude. You, you know, you do the honors. And, yeah, so he shot it in the head.
Uh-huh.
It didn't work.
Yikes.
It didn't work, so... And then it finally died. And then we skinned them
you
together.
You waited for it to die. You didn't, like, keep trying to kill it. You just were it's gonna...
No, we shot it, like, 3 times. But I feel bad.
I mean, you finished what you started. Just
we ate it, so... Oh. You know? So we skinned it. I had a big-ass Bowie knife... Spider. Big-ass Bowie knife. And, so basically, we had to start from the butthole.
Yep. My brother just. Go ahead.
Start from the butthole, something like cut up a little bit, and then basically just.
Pull. Yep.
Pull it right off.
Pull the tail.
His worked.
Yours didn't. No. Oh, no. Man, I've seen that.
It wouldn't go over the front legs. So, what I had to do.
I felt the chips there for a second. Bro. Brother.
Yeah, so.
Chips and watermelon. Mm. Go ahead.
Weird combination, especially dill pickle chips and watermelon.
I don't know. Yeah. I was just in and out of Stop and Shop.
Oh, you went to Stop and Shop?
Sadly.
The one on...
Yeah, this guy was playing violin in front of me. He killed it, dude. He didn't speak English, though.
Oh, you leave him a tip?
No, I don't have cash.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Never carry cash. I have $2 in my wallet, so honestly, if anybody robbed me, they'd be really disappointed because I'm not going to tell them my PIN number for my debit card.
Yeah.
You can kill me, and I'm not going to tell you the PIN. So.
Yikes. Did you know if you go to an ATM and you put the PIN in backwards, it actually sends a message to the cops, and cops are sent to that ATM? Fun fact.
Is that...
That's an actual thing.
Is that facts?
That's pretty facts, yeah. I mean, personally, have I executed such things? No, because I don't want the cops for no good reason. Then they're going to be like, so what's good? I'll be like, nothing, I just want to see if it worked.
No, I feel like they say that, but then if I tried it, they're going to be like, wrong PIN, you're locked out of your account, and you're like, damn.
I mean, we could call Liberty Bank right now if you want.
I don't know.
Yikes.
Squirrel.
Wait, squirrel. Oh, shoot, right there. Look.
That one's I fed one part of my sandwich a couple weeks ago.
Here?
No, at a park.
Oh, hello. You see his face right around the corner? He's really scared. No, don't give him my chips. I paid for those. Little mooch. Skinny.
He doesn't pay taxes.
Yikes.
So, killed the squirrel. Mine didn't skin the right way. His was fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the Bowie knife, had to cut the head off. You know.
Yep.
Get rid of it.
The flick you just did is not how you throw a squirrel head out, but I love that.
Yeah, what do you...
No.
What do you do? Oh, overhand.
Oh, no.
You don't sidearm it.
No. Right? No, yeah.
I flick it away. So some people overhand it, like a baseball, you know.
I'm really upset that all my laughs are already coming out on this.
We're 13 minutes in.
Oh, this is great.
A lot of laughs.
This is so great. Did you eat it? Did you eat the squirrel?
Yeah, I ate the squirrel, okay. But like, we gotta get to it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So basically, you gotta kill time, you gotta build up to it.
In the podcast? Kill yeah. time? No. Get it? Oh. Yikes.
Damn.
That hurt so much, okay.
So, I finally got the skin off in like mad different pieces. It wasn't just like one or two pieces, it was like four or five pieces.
Yeah,
but it's fine.
Yeah.
We gutted them outside. There was snow.
Really fast, important thing that I kind of just skimmed over. You have white friends that aren't me. That's great. Is that also touching in with your white roots or?
No, I very carefully picked the people that I hang out with. Yikes. You know. So I got like.
Hello.
You see what I mean? Like dumb loud. That's all right. But so basically, I got like six white friends.
I love that.
Yeah. They're cool. Wait, hold on, let me.
He's counting. I love him.
I got acquaintances. Would you count those as friends?
I don't have any friends.
Okay. People that, like you're cool with, but you wouldn't, like, hit up to hang out with or, like, just regular.
I just call those people. I don't even think acquaintances just people is in that my you vocabulary. Can contact? No, I don't contact anyone, really.
Okay, so. Yeah, I got like six.
Oh, yeah. Okay, moving on.
There's a burp in there.
Cicada.
Yep. So, threw the guts out, right? There was snow on the ground still. It was like early spring. We took them inside. We rinsed them off, you know, washed them and stuff. Went back outside like 10 minutes later. Everything was gone. Something ate them that quick.
Yep, I believe it.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know that. As, like, a Puerto Rican, I didn't know that, like, animals move fast like that.
Yep.
You know, I thought everything was, like, you know, everything takes
sits
time.
Sits down for a few days on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Yep.
No. Nature moves quick.
Love
man.
That.
Yeah, so we rinsed them. Just tossed them on the grill, dude. I threw some honey sriracha. He threw some barbecue on his. Tastes like shit.
Yikes.
Long story short, tastes like shit.
Yikes. Wasn't worth it at all?
No, because I ignored the parts where it tells you soak it in buttermilk, soak it in salt water, vinegar, whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, nah,
no.
It went from life to death to like, in my stummy, you know.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah.
Did you puke?
No.
Yeah, okay.
I ate, you know, a couple bites because I was like, it's not that bad. So I was like, well, I feel bad if I just cook it for no reason, you know what I mean? So I had to eat something.
Cooked it for no reason. Not even killed it for no reason. Cooked it for no reason. Go.
Yeah. Is that signs of a serial killer?
Yeah, kind of, basically, yeah.
Damn.
So I can't tell you really fast about a fish.
Do you feel safe still?
What?
You feel safe?
Oh, dude, I'll wreck you. I'm probably, all right,
brother.
That's not it.
You know, speaking of, I know you work out a lot. When I see people that, you know, work out and that are visibly powerful, for some reason, I always feel the need to say, bro, I want you to beat my ass right now.
I love that.
I
mean, do you need me to really, or like,
know,
can we not?
No, I don't know
can
if it's a kink on? Or if it's like, or if I'm like a little jokester.
I feel like you want to be overpowered then, if you're saying it to people
like,
that you know could dominate.
Men or women, dude, I'd be like, bro, beat the shit out of me right now. I want to see if you could. Knowing that they could. But on the somewhat the same topic, in a fight, I've noticed people that are, like, really big, you know what I mean, like, jacked.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't throw punches. They might throw a few, and then they just put you in a headlock until you die.
Yeah.
Yeah. They
yeah,
don't.
There's no point, really, in
they
hitting.
Don't fight. They wrestle.
Yes. Yep. Family wrestlers right here, actually.
Headlocks.
Brother, uncles, great uncle made the wrestling team. Grandfather coached it. All uncles are Allstate.
That sounds like a white thing.
Dude, it is. But it's fine.
It's fine.
It's embracing my roots, I guess.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing wrong with.
Well, like, I joke with guys all the time. I'm like, hey, yo, let's wrestle. And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, no, not like that. I mean, like, wrestle. Like, no, I'm serious. They're like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, no, you don't get it. Like, I'm going to pin you. And not like, in a cute way. Like, I'm literally
going to beat the shit out of you.
And you're going to be contorted in a way you don't want to be.
I'm not joking. You will be a pretzel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It'll be fun.
Guys don't get that. A lot of guys are just horny, bro. They like.
All the time.
I can't say I can't relate, but like.
Dude, I can't tell you the last massage I got that the guy didn't expect a bang after. I'm like, I just want a massage. I'll give you a massage back too. No homo. Like, I just want a massage. Well, yeah. My dad's a licensed massage therapist, so like, it's nothing weird to me.
It's normal, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, God, dude, yeah, it's bare back, but like, come on. It's not even. People driving nuts.
Do they try?
People are just horny. Grab around, I'll kill them. What do you do? Is that what your hands are doing?
No. What was I doing? I don't know.
Introduce something funky.
I don't know. I feel like. All right. So when guys try to give you a massage, and you're going into it thinking, oh, this is just a normal massage.
Yep.
Do they try to sit on your butt?
Oh, they sit on my butt. Yeah.
That's how they get you, dude. Or that's how they try to get you.
They get
that's
me. How they and try I'm like, y'all don't even understand.
That's the way because.
Your face.
No, I know exactly how this goes.
Yep. Good.
I'm guilty of it.
Yikes.
You heard that one come up?
Pulled this esophagus with it. I'm sorry, wait.
Oh, I thought a fucking cop was here. It sounded like a megaphone. So, no, I'm guilty of that. You know, I can't say that I don't have all the same tendencies as a lot of men, but I control mine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I have...
Respect for people.
I have respect for people.
Facts.
You know? But no, I'm guilty of like...
Do you feel like a female's leading you on if she asks for a massage and then doesn't?
And doesn't fuck?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, thank you. That's all I need.
What is... All those little red... Are these spiders?
Those are probably termites. You're probably dying.
Oh.
And we all get cancer one day, so don't even worry about it. Cool. Oh, there was a spider in your neck, though, and it just went down your shirt, and that was a lot.
Stop. No, it didn't.
I'm so serious.
It's in my chest area. It's building a nest. Damn. Yo. I thought you were joking, bro.
Why would I? Brother. I've never... Oh, my God. I gotta go. Why did we start this? This is great. We're doing so good.
You know, originally started as testing, and now we're just going with it.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So, to be honest, we have to cross our fingers and really just hope that it sounds all right.
Dude, I swear. If we can't it sounds duplicate bad, this.
If it sounds bad Cicadas. And I can't hear it.
Cicadas.
So, no, I don't think that a girl is trying to fuck me if she asks for a massage. Oh, that's good stuff. But, yeah, no, sitting on the butt is definitely a sign of, like...
Guys trying to get it in.
You feel that?
You know? Yikes!
No, because when... just...
Brother, you okay? Did you taste that one? That was gross.
No, it just felt like a good one. I didn't taste anything. It felt good.
Satisfying.
Yeah.
Love that.
So, sitting on the buttocks...
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely, it's a power move. Sometimes it actually works. You know, it hasn't worked for me.
Yikes.
It hasn't worked for me. Not that I sat on the butt with intentions of hoping they feel my boner. I just sit on the butt. One, because.
I'm restarting that. Sorry.
One, because we're on a bed. I don't have the room to...
I know. You don't have a massage table where you can walk around.
I don't have a massage table,
so... Yeah,
I can't, you know, be on my side and, like, on my knees and, like, reach over because I get tired. I'm not in shape.
Yikes.
I don't have the core strength to, you know, reach. Yep. Did you like that one?
That was...
Yeah, so I don't have core strength. I'm getting fat.
So are we going to work out? No homo? Come to the gym?
Nope.
Yikes. Bummer.
I do VR boxing. I do VR boxing.
Oh,
it's,
man.
It's healthy.
Yeah.
You know, I've... before I bought the game,
I punched a hole in the wall by accident. I wouldn't even know where I was if I did that.
I've punched so many holes in so many walls, and we never got our security deposit back from the apartment because of me. And sorry, Mom.
Mom. Shoot.
Yeah, no, it was rough, man. I was an angry kid. I'm a mellow adult. Snapchat, what's up, dude?
I don't know if you're really that mellow, but...
No, I'm pretty mellow. You don't think I'm mellow?
I feel like yeah, you're pretty mellow. You throw me for curveballs when you say stuff sometimes, so it's not like...
So what, I say stuff and you're like, wow, I never would have expected that out of you? Or like...
Yeah, and I feel like mellow people don't even talk. Right? Like, mellow people are just like...
Dude, once you get me talking, like, I'm gonna talk.
Yeah, you're a firecracker when you talk.
Is that a white people term?
No, my God, that's not. Can we stop? We can't even talk about race, brother. I'm gonna get sued for saying something stupid.
Yeah.
I don't even have money. Can we not?
All right, don't sue her, please.
All right, I have a cash bag somewhere. Oh no, I don't.
So. Would you pay a lawyer with a credit card just so you can get the cash back?
Would I pay?
You know, you save like 1%.
You know what? That's really, really resourceful. I probably would try. You know what I tried to do? I tried to pay my loans with a credit card.
Student loans?
Yeah. They won't do that.
Really?
Yep. It has to be a bank account. Wild.
Oh, so they really want their money.
Yeah, they're not joking.
I mean, they're going to get their money from a credit thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's fine.
But the credit thing is not going to get money from me, but you're going to get money from the credit, so you're getting your money either way. I'm going to have to pay student loans soon.
Nice. With the burping and the chips, I think this is going to be really, like, this 10 is a out good, of 10.
This is a good podcast. So,
and the gravel in the background?
Oh, the gravel from the fucking... Is that a 99 Civic?
That's being generous. With wheels that
are worth more than the car?
Facts.
Good podcast, man. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause this real quick so I can go grab the Modelo out of my car.
I was actually literally just going to ask you if you wanted to go grab it. Okay, bye. Yeah. I could just talk.
There you go. Go ahead.
My favorite colors are blue and green.
A little louder or a little closer.
Yeah. Can I get a high air? Dude, did you see the TikTok of the boats? That was funny. There's a bunch of people on boats doing that. There's one guy was like, high air! And then a bunch of guys did it back. And girls on the radios. It's like the 4th of July or something somewhere. It was great. Fun thing to watch. How do you even plug yourself? I don't even know what that means. Hey, well, my plug is Love to Dream, but it's LAUVTO Dream. Tiny Modelo, that's cute.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, Modelito.
Is that your handle on everything?
Yeah.
Instagram, TikTok, mm-hmm. Or whatever the hell you use?
YouTube, I'm starting up a channel.
Are you starting YouTube?
Yep, I got the channel up. I have a performance on the 14th.
Same handle?
Yeah, I think so. I hope so. It's either LA or Love to Dream. I have the link somewhere. I have a buddy coming from New York that I went to school for in college, and he does film. And he's going to film a live performance I'm doing on the 14th. Nice. Wow. You're going to burp. Aw.
I'll drink the rest for a deeper burp. This is not as cold anymore, but it's not warm.
Yuck. Mm-hmm. First beer I ever had was a Heineken and a Bud Lime, and they were both warm as... And I can't drink beer because I'm allergic, but I thought I could.
Allergic?
So, yeah. Gluten, dairy, corn, and soy.
Oh, you can't have gluten?
Mm-mm.
That sucks. Cupcakes are good.
Cupcakes are great. Cake is great, too.
Ugh.
Like ice cream cake? Mm.
I love ice cream cake.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't had it forever. Nicotine. Fun. I've never messed with nicotine. Rephrase, I've smoked like a few cigarettes in my life, and I dipped once. And I think all of it's pretty nasty, to be honest.
Dipping?
I dipped once, dude. And my gums are, like, healthy, and they're so sensitive, and my entire mouth is just burning for, like, no reason.
Yeah,
like,
my friend who I ate the squirrel with.
Okay.
He used to dip.
Yep.
Yeah. We were fishing once, another white people sport. We were fishing once, and he was doing it. I was like, give me one.
Yeah.
And they were the pouches, not just the...
You weren't just packing a lip.
Yeah.
Okay.
These are the pouches. I was like, give me one. He was like, dude, you're going to throw up. Don't swallow at all.
At all.
And I was like, give me one. It was in my mouth for maybe 3 seconds. And I was like, you're disgusting. Your people are disgusting. Why do you do this? And
yep.
I spit it out and Facts. Threw it in the lake.
Yep.
And then the fish were back. There's a plane over us right now.
Is it and picking it up?
Yep. All right, let me pause it for a second.
Are you paranoid that he's behind you now?
Library penis. Yeah, I'm really... I don't want him, like, staring at me. That's probably what those cameras are for.
Nah, he was probably just around walking.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, he saw me from... He was looking at me from above the stairs.
Why?
He doesn't need to look, but he did. I think he's security.
Well, yeah.
But, like, I fucking hate people. Okay. 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 Dude, I heard Duncan, they just started putting masks back on.
Yeah. I don't mind it. I don't mind it. I'm not anti-mask.
I just want to talk in the podcast correctly. That's the only reason.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Like, yeah. We legit reserved this for the ability to do this in silent and not get disturbed by people.
You know what we should do?
What?
So they have at-home COVID tests.
Mm-hmm.
I should go pick one up.
Yeah.
It comes in with two of them.
Mm-hmm.
We both just take one. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And then we got to show them we don't have it.
Well, they're going to be like, well, the Delta variant's going around. It's our policy, so we do it. And
I don't know who Delta is, but...
The Delta variant is a version of Corona that's going around that's mutated, that they said is more dangerous than COVID. And people are bugging about that so hard, they're like, it's going to be another quarantine. First off, if we go into quarantine again, half the world isn't going to make it. Most of them are going to commit suicide. All these personal businesses are going to go under. Like, it's not going to happen.
I made a nipple.
Oh, my God. I'll probably buy into crypto.
Yeah.
Make $1 billion in 20 years when it finally recovers.
I mean, even 20 years, that's not bad.
No, that'd be bomb. Dude, people who bought into crypto, the shares are 43,000 plus right now.
Yeah, I invested in AMC in some Dogecoin, and I should have sold the Dogecoin when it was at like 70 cents.
Yeah.
But I bought in at 5 cents and 8 cents.
Okay, there's some money.
Yeah, and then I sold it like 19 cents. So I still made like $180.
Okay.
But like I could have made $700.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't thinking.
How much about finance do you do?
How much do I know?
Sure.
Not much.
What do you enjoy?
What do you mean?
Like, some people save a lot. Some people enjoy investing in stocks. But, like, what do you enjoy doing with your money? Some people just spend it.
I spend it.
Yikes.
Yeah. I'm not very responsible.
If you're spending on the right stuff, it can be responsible. It just depends if what you're doing is an investment. Like, I spent $1,000 on the keyboard I bought and the case for it just so I could, like, play out lessons and gigs better. So that was, like, an investment to me. But that was, like... A good amount of money.
This laptop was an investment.
Yeah, I bet.
For no reason.
Yikes.
Yeah, because...
This is a reason? We're doing it. What are you doing?
Yeah, but I could have done this so many other ways.
Yeah, well, you live and you learn, right?
Yeah, I bought it because I thought I could use it for school.
Mm-hmm.
And school gave me a laptop. And they recommend that I do the work on that laptop.
So you don't even get to use it for school. That's so funny.
Correct.
Yikes.
I can use it for like Zoom,
mm-hmm.
which would probably be better because the camera's better.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty damn good camera for a thing that's not a phone.
Ew. Did you have your Modelo before you came in?
No, I had a sausage burrito and a hash brown from McDonald's. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's gross. I love that. I got ketchup on my white sweatshirt. Yikes. Dude, I'm doing so good. We're doing so good. I had a job interview this morning. It went well.
Job for what?
It's installing big pieces of glass into large buildings at good amount of heights.
That's actually pretty cool, but the way you explained it was funny.
It's construction. It's general construction, but the focus is glass. They're a glass company, but he says that they basically do everything they can.
I have a confession.
Yes.
If that dude comes in here and says we have to wear a mask, I'm leaving.
Yikes, facts. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't mind wearing a mask, but just...
Yeah, no, he needs to mind his own business. We're in a room. Like, if you're really scared about it, stay out.
I'll wipe this whole damn room down if he really wants me to.
I'll just drink some bleach if he really wants me to, but, like, fuck. Stop. Wow. Stop.
I got Clorox wipes on me, dude.
Do you really? Mm-hmm. He ain't gonna come in here and clean as well as you would. Tell him.
Nah. I'm gonna just be like, all right, it's been real. Bye.
He was just staring at me too, and I was like, I got it. Thanks. Leave me the fuck alone. I have issues with people not minding their business, even though technically for him it is his business. But like, side note, this lady came up to me in Stop and Shop during like the breakout. Like, we'll say like July. People were still bugging last year, right? Mm-hmm. Steps in front of me to grab celery. Fucking celery off the shelf. And when I say steps in front of me, I'm not joking. It was like a foot and a half away from my body. Like, she's reaching in front of me. And I was like, ma'am, I don't give a darn about this whole virus thing, but let me tell you, I do give a damn about my personal space, and you're in it. And she went, started spazzing off on me. I said, don't talk to me. You're dumb. And just walked away. I've never, like, been so abrupt with someone. People drive me nuts. I wish people would, like... Why do people not have common sense?
I'm not too confrontational in public to people I don't know.
Facts. I try to gauge it.
There was one time I was in Stop and Shop, though. And you know how they have the arrows in the aisles, so you walk the right way. Yes. And yeah, there was, like, some lady, like, going the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And there was an old man, like, spazzing about it.
Yeah. And they're, like, losing it.
Because she was, like, stopping to look at something, and then... I don't know what the hell he said. He was like, oh, it's not my fault, you're dumb. And he was just like spazzing on her. And I turned around and said, bro, shut the fuck up. We're in a Stop and Shop. We're not in your fucking house.
Facts.
And then
you stood up for her? Good shit.
Yeah, because that's like mad annoying. I just kept
moving. Yeah, because people are like hyper attentive to what everyone else is doing around them now. Like, yeah. Too attentive. Like, mind your own fucking business. In the start of Corona, my aunt kicked me out of the house that I was living at with her because I was going on hikes, and she didn't know where I was at all times with who I was with, and she thought it was not being safe to her or her health. And I said, Aunt Edie, I'm literally walking in the woods by myself. I have a walking stick because, like, I'll kill anyone who, like, comes by me. I hate people, you know? And she was like, that's unacceptable. And told me I couldn't go out of the house unless it was for work. First off, I see more people at Dunkin' than I did in the woods. So what's the big deal? And she kicked me out. It was wild. And then I lost my job. It was wild.
So I started school on Monday online. And yesterday and today I'm in person. And... yesterday was basically an introduction to the shop, and, you know, he walked us around, showed us all the stuff. I knew what half the shit in there was, and I really didn't want to hear it, but, like, there was nothing else I could have done.
Yep.
So, yeah, I just sat there and listened, whatever. Went to McDonald's on my break, and they forgot my sauce for my nuggets, so I was disappointed. I had to dip it in my hot fudge sundae, and I wasn't satisfied.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, well,
I love that.
Yep. Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yes, facts. Do not open door, alarm will sound. You're saying?
What?
Hot Fudge Sundae.
Yeah.
No, you're fine. You're fine. She's not there. I was just looking.
Oh, yeah. So basically, we're doing an alignment on my car today.
Yikes.
Yeah, he showed us the alignment machine. I was like, oh, cool. I need one. He was like, bring your car in tomorrow. We'll do it. I was like, shit, bet. Yep. Free services. Well, I'm kind of doing it, but.
Can you look at my car? Bottom of it, when I turn right, goes. I'm not joking. Like, that's the sound. It's like a crunch. And it's like, yeah, no, it's bad. I've been under it. I looked at it. I don't see anything, but, you know, I don't really know what I'm looking for.
I don't necessarily know what it means.
Yikes.
Could be a rack and pinion for all I know.
That's a
pain in the ass.
I have Mike looking at it on the 24th. So as long as I don't crash by then. Mike at Mike's Auto.
I don't know what
down in Tylerville.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Don't stress it.
I'm not from around those parts.
Those parts?
All I know is Tylerville, Chinese food sucks.
Dude, facts.
It's the worst.
It's the worst.
Why is that even a thing?
I don't know. So I grew up in Fairfield County, and, like, that has some bomb food. And when I say bomb food, I mean, like, the culture down there, we're borderline Bridgeport where I was living, and, like, Haitian food, Jamaican food, and, like, Mexican food all down there was on point because, like, people were there from their countries. Like, you know what I mean? It's, like...
Bridgeport is nasty, though.
Yeah. Depends where you are. Depends who you're with. Depends what you're doing.
I don't think I'd want to be in any part of Bridgeport for more than, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, I bartended in Bridgeport.
Ew.
For 3 summers. That was...
Did you make good tips?
Hell yeah, but I got tracked home 4 times.
Oh.
I mean, I dipped. I knew how to, like, shake them, but that was wild.
So it wasn't worth it?
No. My mental health from that is so much better now that I am where I am. But, like, I still lock all my doors and windows at night.
Butt cheeks.
I was going to say armpit.
Not the butt.
No, like a really heavy armpit.
Whoa, that's like the
whole... Oh, my God. Have you... Oh, what was that movie? What was that movie? It was, this, I want to say it's 51st Dates, but I don't think this is accurate. There's a really heavyset lady getting a massage, and the guy who's giving her a massage is trying to do it for the first time, and she's like 300 pounds, and he like gets his hand stuck in her armpit. Do you remember that?
No.
Yo, it was so gross, and she was like really sweaty apparently. Okay.
I have a confession.
Yikes.
The library's throwing off my vibe.
Yikes. You want to go somewhere? We could go somewhere.
Low-key thinking about it. Where did you park?
On the street.
Oh.
Where did you park?
In the parking lot.
Yikes. Did you pay the meter?
I tried.
Yeah?
Yeah, it wasn't even on.
Yikes.
Yeah. Should have took a picture of it in case they try to give me a ticket.
No, they won't give you a ticket.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hate people.
Trying to think where else we can go.
Brother.
Hmm.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe. I don't know anywhere else that, like, will be quiet enough.
I mean, could go to my house, sit on the porch. It's an enclosed porch.
What time is it?
9:30.
I'm so tired already.
Aww.
Shut up.
Okay, if it helps, there's a couch there.
Yeah, it helped me fall asleep.
Comfort. Let me double check my sources.
Yeah.